Hello and welcome to another IC Boardroom Talk. I'm Jonas Crosland and I cover all things property related, and I'm delighted to be joined today by Harry Hyman, who's Chief Executive of Primary Health Properties. Welcome, Harry.
Hello.
As a leading provider of purpose-built primary health care centres, you'll probably know better than anyone what a big task it's going to be sort of dragging our National Health Service into the 21st century. And you've obviously made a start, but there's plenty of room for expansion there.
There certainly is. We estimated, as a group of companies operating in the space, that there's a requirement for over 1,000 new hub medical centres, replacing what many people from 25 or 30 years ago regarded as their doctor's surgery, which was a converted house, an office or shop, which simply isn't large enough and is not fit for purpose for today's 21st century healthcare system. Taking a average cost of something like £5 million a centre, that would work out at a capital requirement of £5 to £6 billion. And the private sector is ready to play its part, as is Primary Health Properties, in modernising the estate. To put it into context, at PHP we own just under 300 medical centres across the UK, with a capital value of just over £1.25 billion. But we only serve, through our centres, 3 million of the British population. So that's about 5% of the total market. So there's a huge job of work to be done. And parts of this have been picked up by Simon Stevens in his five-year forward view, and now more recently in his five-year update, when they see an essential part of modernising the health service as moving quite large aspects of care out of inflexible and costly hospital structures into more locally accessible primary care centres, which can take advantage of changes in technology, which will enable the ageing population and the growing population to be dealt with closer to where they live, rather than forcing them to make a long journey to a central hospital.
And it's strange because I know funding's always a problem, but a visit to the hospital is significantly more expensive than to a primary health care centre.
Yeah, clearly you have to compare apples with apples, but a large number of people that are forced to present to A&E centres because their local GP centre isn't open or isn't operating extended hours will clog up the system, will take longer to be seen, and there's a greater propensity to admit people who attend an A&E centre than there is for someone attending what you might call an ambulatory care centre. And this is in part a reaction to the cost agenda, because clearly dealing with an ageing and growing population puts increasing strain on NHS finances. But it's also a response to technology changes and something that's seen in healthcare systems all over the world, be it in America, in Ireland, the UK or other European nations. We can take advantage of digitalization of health records, the miniaturization of many techniques and processes, and co-locate diagnostics in health centres rather than force the population to go to A&E for what are relatively minor complaints. And putting out-of-hours centres into GP clinics is one approach to these solutions. Not the only approach, because recently the NHS has been trialling putting GPs into A&E centres to carry out a triage of people who attend. But having larger, more accessible, more diverse services delivered in a hub medical centre is certainly one way forward that many of the strategic transformation plans, 44 of which have been written covering the UK, suggest as a meaningfully economic alternative for the health system in the 21st century.
Mm. Now, your revenue stream is extremely safe because effectively the Treasury pays the rent.
That is correct. Since the beginning of the NHS, GPs, who are technically independent contractors, have had their rent reimbursed to them. And at the current time, just over 90% of our entire rent roll as a business comes directly or indirectly from the government through GPs having their rent reimbursed, or alternatively with the NHS themselves being a tenant. And the balance of our rent roll, the 9%, is actually from pharmacies. And co-locating a pharmacy next to an existing medical centre is a very good business proposition for the pharmacy and a very good proposition for the patient, because it enables them to collect their script as they exit the surgery. And many of them can visit the pharmacy and as an essential part of the primary care team in order to reduce the demand on the doctors themselves.
Many of the rents are index linked. What about the others?
About 25% of our portfolio is either index linked or fixed. And clearly with the prospect of rising inflation later this year, that's good for that part of the rent rolls growth prospects. The balance of the rent roll, some 80%, 75% rather, is what is on what's called open market value adjustments. And these are determined by negotiation with the District Valuer's Office, which is a branch of HMRC. There is a system of appeal, and these are kind of set at an open market value. It's quite difficult to say what an open market value is for a medical centre, but it kind of equates to secondary or tertiary office space with a proper system of appeal that was brought in a number of years ago. And we, together with our peers in the industry, believe that the prospect for rental growth is beginning to turn. We've had 3 or 4 years of quite subdued rental growth on the OMV side of the portfolio, but as inflation kicks in, as replacement cost of the building goes up, and as new buildings commissioned by the STPs begin to take shape, then we see all these as positive drivers for likely rental growth over the next 3 to 5 years.
The business model looks to be portable because you're now operating in the Republic of Ireland.
Indeed it is. Ireland faces a number of similar challenges to Britain, obviously in a different context. It too has a growing population, it too has an ageing population, and it too has a sicker population with a greater incidence of diabetes, type 2 diabetes, and respiratory diseases. Because in Ireland, GPs have never had their rent reimbursed to them like in the UK, there's been a real paucity of investment in primary care infrastructure. The Irish government have tackled that by commissioning a series of 100 new primary care centres all over Ireland. And on a portion of that, typically 75 to 80%, the HSE, which is the Irish NHS, takes a direct lease on a 20 or 25 year basis index linked. And we believe that forms an excellent anchor tenant for the medical centre investments. And we're pleased to say that we've taken on board 2 centres. The first was a completed building in Tipperary. And we recently announced the acquisition of a site in Carrigaline, which is being developed into a medical centre, which will be delivered in the second half of this year. And we're working on a good portfolio of pipeline in the Republic, as well as obviously in the UK, which continues to be our core market. We set ourselves a limit of 10% of the gross assets of the business. So that would see us getting to 150 million in sterling, somewhat higher in euros, over the course of the next two to three years. And then people say, well, what about the currency risk? Well, we tackle that by borrowing effectively in euros in order to finance the acquisition of those assets. So again, we think there's a very secure, stable income stream to be acquired as part of our overall portfolio.
Harry, thanks for coming in today and talking to us. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.